You called me out upon the water, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mist, an ocean deep. My faith will stand, and I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest. Your embrace, the right and you. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you never.
Thank you.
keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, so am I in your embrace, for I am yours, and you are mine.
Our eyes are amazing things. When you think about it, they can see up to 7 million colors. They can detect even the smallest flicker of movement in our periphery. They produce tears for us, and our eyelashes protect us from debris. And for all of this, they ask relatively little. Maybe for us to remember to slip on a pair of sunglasses when we're out and about. They're also strange little organs. Because they are curved, light hits our eyes at an angle. The effect that this has is extraordinary. When we look at something, our eyes originally perceive it upside down. Our brains are the organ that turn things right side up for us, making the world look as it should. That's right, because your eyes are shaped the way they are, it means that technically, everything you've ever seen, experienced, and remembered is something you started out seeing incorrectly. Knowing this, close your eyes. Think back on your visually distorted life. Think back on the memories you have of dialogue in this place. It doesn't change much, does it? The memories we have of each other are still the same as they always were, because we don't just remember what we see. We remember with our hearts, too. Our souls have a memory. We have, each one of us, been impressed with a certain kind of holy beauty that cannot be seen, only felt. And that beauty still lives inside our hearts, perfectly perfect, utterly undistorted. Let us be wise enough to see from the perspective that it offers.